Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, let's get into all the latest celebrity news. The folk over at Celebs.com have been camping outside AKA's house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one journalist has been there. One has been outside Zintle's house. One has been outside Bonang's house. And then they've got people alternating between, are you outside Pearl Tusi's house, or Euphonic's house, or Boyti's house?
We're
Boyti's big house.
So and we have like sort of like walkie talkies because data is so expensive. So we just like, you know.
Well, listen, I don't know how much secrecy there is in this even anymore after AKA's rant last week where he called everybody and their mother out.
Like literally everybody and their mother out. Aren't you exhausted by this story?
You know, I keep thinking, and everyone's speaking about it, and for me it really is like kind of the Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston, Angelina Jolie of SA, but where it becomes a little different for me is that there's a kid involved. So there's little baby Cairo,
who's
got no idea.
And who's not even one yet, but like, you know,
she's been in Twitter tours. She was at a Barney show and people had issues with her.
Oh my gosh. It's just like, oh my. I'm really exhausted by all of this. And I think for me, I was just telling my G outside that it got seriously real when now AKA's mom started tweeting about it. And it's like, oh no. You like, mommy really had to also go in and get involved. And I just thought about my own mother. I was like, oh my gosh, imagine my mother tweeting about my dirty laundry. Now it's just a mess. And can't we all just get along? Or can't we just hold a quiet family meeting and then discuss it over there?
Okay.
We didn't need to see that.
So this, by the way, is Z from Celebs, who's a little over it at this point. But you must be getting massive hits on this, right?
Yes, I won't lie.
It's good for numbers.
And you know, AKA was like, bloggers, websites, go for it. Publish this. And we're like, yeah. And then, the mommy part just got, it kind of made me feel like, oh, okay, this is like.
So to put it in context, last week, so the ongoing AKA Zintle Bonang saga. So Euphonic brings out a t-shirt.
T-shirt,
And he was on the show last week, so you can get the podcast. He speaks about the non-care t-shirts.
Yes.
DJ Zintle posted a picture of her wearing a t-shirt, and then what happened?
And then, you know, she promoted it, hashtag nonke, go get it. And then all of a Sunday, well, more of a Friday morning, AKA just starts rolling out the punches. Yeah, I can't believe she bought this t-shirt. It's so petty. She can't see that Pearl Tusi and Euphonic are using her. And he just kept on, you know, I think I started... It started, like I said, it started getting real when he spoke about how he is not on good terms with his mother.
Mm.
That came as a shock, I think, for everyone. Like, huh? What? You know, and how AKA is more closer to Zintle than him.
The mom,
AKA's mom. And, you know, Zintle the whole day hadn't even responded because she was at the bushfire festival. So everyone was just camping on her timeline to see what she would say. And she didn't say anything. And then she started by saying that, I'm the mother of your child. You will respect me. Mm. And then, you know, she was like, even Oskido and Euphonic called her and said, please don't tweet, don't respond, don't do anything. Just keep quiet.
Mm.
I guess, you know, the anger within her just couldn't. She also started just tweeting about it. And I think I'll remain on saying that, you know, Zintle hasn't bashed Bonang at all. She kept on saying, you know, she's a beautiful lady.
So, but this is where it gets interesting, because no matter how much AKA tweets or Zintle tweets, no matter what happens, you go to Bonang _M.
Nothing.
There's just emojis. Buzzing bees.
You gotta respect that girl's hustle. She's all about the Bonang brand, okay? You can't do anything. I remember last week she was criticized for being the host, for hosting the Ugandan Entertainment Awards.
Yeah, because they're anti-gay laws.
Anti-gay. And, I forgot his name. But he's one of the DJ socialites. I forgot his name.
Oh, I know who you talk about. Omi.
Omi, yes.
Yeah.
He was tweeting about it, you know, saying how could she go and whatnot. And, you know, Bonang just, you know, gracefully said, you know my number.
Don't air this in front of everyone. Just come to me direct.
She's all about the brand. She's all about the Bonang brand.
She'll never speak about any of this.
Never. She'll never.
You know, if they wanted people to watch Afternoon Express, I got a surefire way for people to watch that show.
Can you guys please get Bonang here? Please.
Oh, dude, I feel like we've been
trying. Do we need to do a marketing strategy or something? I don't know. Write a petition or something.
I don't know. And you know, the thing is that we had Euphonic on last week. It was great. Zintle, I think 2 weeks ago, she was fantastic. We've had AKA on the show a couple of times. Bonang just is just, she's just, because she knows.
Mm.
Yeah, why would you open yourself up to that line of questioning?
Yeah.
If she's not going to put it out on her own social media, there's no way she's going to talk to anyone else about it. Yeah. But we'll keep trying. Producer Kay, we'll keep trying for Bonang.
Guys, Bonang refuses to come here. She won't come on Garrett's show. She will not come on anybody's show here at Kloof Central.
You know what I also find interesting about Bonang is that she also has a show on radio called, she has this feature called Ask a Man.
Yes.
On Metro FM. And we've always wondered, like, how come people never asked her about, like...
They're screening those callers,
they
yeah?
They screen it, like, listen.
They're screening those callers. Okay, so... emotionally, where are we at now on AKA Zintle and Bonang?
Right now, they're... I think they've cooled down. Okay. Everyone has cooled down until there is a family meeting. Because everyone just came from the bushfire festival. Because Zintle was there, AKA was there. So we'll see by the end of the week. Maybe AKA will update us.
Okay. The saga continues.
The saga continues.
One day Kara is going to log on to social.
Oh my gosh.
When Kara opens, I don't know, Kara should only open a Twitter account like... Need some serious emotional training before Kara opens up a Twitter account.
I don't think she
should
even have a social media.
Kara's going to be on the brunt of a hell of a lot. You got a star from Igazi talking to you recently. What's up?
Her character name on Igazi is Nomarashiya. She's one of like South Africa's most celebrated actress, Vatiswa Ndara. People just love her. Every time that show's on, it trends. And we had an interview with her, and one of the interesting things is that she said that Connie and Shona Ferguson, who are the executive producers of the show, she's like, those two tricked me into doing this role. She initially thought the role of Nomarashiya, who's like this very evil woman, she thought it was about a good woman who was all about loving her son, only to find out that, you know, this is the biggest bitch on the show. And she practices like a lot of witchcraft in the show. So, you know, she was just speaking about her character and how she's actually had her friends call her and say, listen, this episode today was so hectic. I don't think you should be going out. You know, because
but she should be used to this at this point. I haven't seen her in Igazi, but I do remember in Generations, I think it was, that she played a cult leader.
I don't remember.
Do you remember that, Producer Cat? I think I'm pretty sure that this was her.
Nomarashiya was never on Generations.
No. That's the character name. Vatiswa Ndara was on Generations.
Ndaha
was on Generations. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, Google it. You'll see. I'm 100% right on this. I promise you, she was part of a cult. This was years and years ago.
Yeah.
But she should be used to being cast as like a horrible person at this point.
I think because her other, you know, characters have been so good. Like people actually love her more than like, you know, despise. Remember Pamela Nomvet on Generations? She was despised. So with her, it's like Vatiswa is like, you know, she's great. And I remember I asked her about that scene. There's a scene where she literally gropes her son's groin, which was a bit like, so I'm like, how on earth did Tommy, how was he, you know, able to perform that? And he's like, listen, we did all the tricks in the bag. We know we get different camera shots. I made sure I had to grab him in a certain way.
Oh, wow.
So,
Mum Fundisi. She was Mum Fundisi on Generations. Mom I just looked Fundisi. It up now.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Many, many years ago. Okay. So that's the latest there out of the Igazi camp. Tell me about Proverb. What's up with him?
Hey, Pro, good on him. So he has been, you know, playing the Hide the Bay game on Instagram. You know those Hide the Bay pictures where you like show your feet or you show your boyfriend, your girlfriend's hat. So he's been dangling who he's possibly dating lately. And obviously, you know, a couple of weeks ago or a month ago, there were rumors that he's dating Lisa Laurie, former Miss SA. And, you know, they're both denied, so we're like, oh, okay, whatever. And then we had these social media investigators who, cause there's this one image where he's showing a picture of him having breakfast with a lady, and there's a hand of the lady there. And then someone was like, wait, this is Lisa Laurie's hand. And we're like, wait, how can you judge by that? And they're like, look at the, at her nail fingers. They're exactly the same. So they compared it to another image. And I'm like, really? But you know what? I think they are dating. And if they are, well, good for them. I guess for some people, they're just like, oh, but he just got divorced.
I'm looking at his Instagram here. I don't see anything.
Look, go down. Or maybe
I'm
he deleted
invested.
It. Maybe if he deleted it, then more fun for us.
Listen, I hope that it works out. That guy's been burned.
Yeah.
Burned bad.
But, you know, if they are, so what? Hey, man, do you. And, yeah.
I think it's fantastic. Yeah. Then maybe they're just buddies, like Nomzamo and Maps.
But what?
Okay.
Yeah, hey.
What's really going on with the Nasty C and Roc Nation?
Oh man, Nasty C. So, also a couple of weeks ago, he tweeted like, oh man, Roc Nation just contacted me, hashtag, you know, blessed, blah, 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 blah. And then we all got excited like, oh my gosh, are you going to be on Roc Nation? And then every media outlet started wanting an interview with him. I remember we saw him at I think it was Casper Nieuwes launch, media launch of his, cell phone. And then he was very like, no. Nothing happened or whatnot. So we were all confused because one day it's all trending on social media. The next day he's quiet about it. So everyone was like, oh, well then what happened? Were you in Nasty C and you and not Roc Nation? So he went on to Mac G's show. Hey, Mac G.
Mac G's going to be on in a second. What did he say on Mac G's show?
No, basically he explained that, you know what, guys, yes, I think it's Beehive who works for the Roc Nation, apparently is Jay-Z's cousin. He called him one day when he was in Durban preparing for a show and he's like, yo, we're coming down to SA and we want to meet up and talk to you. Is that cool? That's basically what happened. Nothing was signed. No deals were signed. So I guess Nasty C was just saying, chill, guys. As soon as I have this meeting with Roc Nation, I'll let you guys know the real deal. So
that's all there is there. Okay, power.
I think maybe Max G will emphasize more.
Yeah, we'll have to ask him about that. Okay, cool. And then let's wrap it up with the latest in the life and times of Lebo M.
Oh gosh, that was a breakup I didn't expect. So Lebo M and Zoe Mtiane, if you don't know Lebo M, he's also quite a musician, was involved a lot with The Lion King. And Zoe Mtiane also, I'll take it back and say, if you don't know who Zoe Mtiane is, she, apart from her being Robert Marau's baby mama, she was also on, remember Coca-Cola Pop Stars?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was also auditioned there, but that was way, way back. But so they are separated. Due to prenuptial disagreements. And, it was, well, we received an email from Lebo M's people and it was quite a short statement that we thought it was like a bit dodgy. And then we emailed Lebo M's people like, wait, is this true? Have they really separated? And, Lebo M's people like, yeah, they separated due to some prenuptial disagreements and Lebo M can't talk right now because he's in the UK. He's currently touring and he was touring with his fiance Zoe. And apparently one Sunday papers, I'm not much of a fan of Sunday papers, but sometimes you must give them credit where it's due. They spoke to her and she's like, listen, Lebo M is just throwing his toys all over. He's a great lover. He's a great father, but we just didn't see eye to eye.
Ah, yes. And that there is the circle of life. that is all the latest celebrity news. If you want to keep, shame, I can see.
Like,
I blame Zintle and Bonang and
oh
AKA.
My gosh. Since like, I am tired. You know, people. It's emotionally draining.
Are you done?
I'm done.
I don't think it's gonna end anytime soon.
No, it's not. I bet you, Ari. I bet you on Friday something else is gonna happen. If not to this evening.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Listen, I would recommend though taking a listen to our chat with Euphonic last week. It was 55 minutes. It's unabridged. He seems so unaffected by the whole thing. But then he sometimes comes across like. I don't know.
I think he's such a smart guy.
Yeah, he's a very smart guy.
He's such a smart guy.
Okay, cool. Well, take a listen to that. The podcast is at cliffcentral.com. Thank you very much for stopping by. Keeping up with celebs all day is very easy, huh? Stop it, Z. People want their AKA news. They come to you for it.
You know what's the funny thing?
You gotta give it to the people.
You know, they'll write on, well, you are admin. You're always talking about AKA and Manang. And then when we don't speak about it, they're like, oh. And then when we do start speaking about them, the numbers soar. So, guys, you like gossip, just admit it.
Okay, how do we keep up all day?
www.zalebs.com. Also, tweet us at Zalebs on Facebook, Zalebs. Swear at us. Do whatever you like. We're there to entertain you, as always.
Z, thanks so much for stopping by. Kelman on cliffcentral.com.